Because I don't know when other people may drift in here. Don't you think so?
Yeah.
Would the executive committee meeting please come to order?
I don't know.
Always got my complaints.
Well, I think we removed the stumbling blocks.
Very quickly. Very quickly. I appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah. Councilwoman? We want to get started? Yes. Oh, okay. We'll wait. This is a meeting of the Executive Committee of Newcastle County Council. President Bullock is traveling on family matters. I'm Councilman Hollins. Present today is Councilmember Weiner, Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Smalley, Councilman Bell, Councilman Tackett, and maintaining the minutes for this meeting is the aide to President Bullock, is Anthony DeFlora. I'm sorry?
You can see it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Motion to approve the minutes of November 24th, 2015 meeting.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
The minutes from the meeting of November 24th are adopted. We'll move on to the third item on our agenda is it's Ordinance 15-109. And present today to discuss this particular ordinance is our Chief Human Relations Officer, Christine Dunning, along with Doug Sensabaugh, the head of our Assessment Division. The CHRO will speak to the generalities of this ordinance, and if there's any specific questions, Doug Sensabaugh is here to assist. Also present is Councilwoman Lisa Diller. And Councilman Tim Seldon. I will yield to the CHRO.
Christine Dunning, CHRO. Sitting before you is the ordinance, and you should notice in the first sentence that a study was conducted back in 2008 recommending a restructure, and at that time, due to budgetary means, it would have been tabled. It was revisited also in FY budget 2016, which was presented during that time with the Office of Assessment for the reclassifications, and that was approved through the budget that the council did approve. This is sort of the official means that has to be presented to you. There are currently six positions, five positions that the ordinance will affect. That's on your second page at the bottom. In particular, the class specifications were revised to reflect, to be updated. For example, the first one, assessment technician, which is a pay grade 17, that will now be in line with a permit technician, which is a same pay grade of a 19 and under the same union as 1607. Some of the other ones, such as Assessor 1 and a certified assessor, that is also to recognize some of the certifications that are now needed for assessment. So those particular reclassifications are in reference to the certifications that need to get done. In regards to any kind of financial impact, we have the CFO here, and any questions maybe in reference to the study previously that was done, I would defer to Doug Sensabaugh.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions from members of council? Councilman Smalley.
Not really a question. I just want to make the observation that the technician, the assessor one, and the certified assessor will each be going up one pay grade. But I noticed both of the ones with the title supervisor get two pay grades.
Yes, sir. That was brought in. Doug Sensabaugh, manager of assessment. That was brought into play to put them at a position between an assistant at the land use department, assistant land use manager, and land use administrator. Those are pay grades 26 and 30.
The nose. I don't want to get a nosebleed jumping too high too fast. That's all.
So you put the money in the budget already, so.
Yes, sir. And the responsibilities are very, very similar.
That's the third whereas, so.
Are you done, Councilman Smalley?
Oh, yes, sir.
Any additional questions from members of council? Seeing none, any comment, questions from members of the public? I want to make certain that we get all of the questions answered during this meeting as opposed to the 6:30 meeting. If there are questions from members of council. Thank you very much. We'll move on. Let me recognize that Councilman Powers has joined us, and we'll move on to the fourth item on today's agenda. That's the update on the Delaware Office of Animal Welfare, assuming all animal control duties services as of January 2016.
Good afternoon, Councilman.
Thank you very much.
Marlene White, Assistant County Attorney. Just wanted to update Council because animal control has been as much of a concern for Council as it has been for the administration. And the update is simply to let you know that, one, the County Executive will be signing a memorandum of understanding that the Office of Animal Welfare requested, which simply memorializes the language in the 2016 budget bill that passed on June 30th, transferring animal control duties to Office of Animal Welfare. And that purpose is just a housekeeping matter to memorialize until the state legislature goes ahead and actually officially changes the state code. It also outlines responsibilities that they'll be taking over and what the county has, which will be simply to pay now the state what we have been paying the animal control vendor. And I also wanted to mention to council that in my conversations recently with the Office of Animal Welfare, they are ready, willing, and able to take over all the animal control services as of January 1st, 2016. Also, as an aside, I talked with the chief animal control officer that remains at First State, and she assured us that they will be fulfilling what they've contracted to do through midnight December 31st, 2015. So, just a simple update.
Councilman Smalley?
Yeah. Can you tell me, will this entity assume and continue to have enforced the rules in each individual county?
Yes, they will take over animal control services for the state as far as the state code goes. What is the county's responsibility as of the moment under Title IX? Chapter 9, that will all move to the state. The Newcastle County Code sections, I think that'll be up to, that involve animal enforcement like vicious dog at large, which mimics the state dangerous dog and dog at large. That'll be discussed, I think, in the ongoing.
So who's going to do it? I mean, for instance, I fought with the state for 3 years, finally got them to acknowledge that there was no leash law. Newcastle County put in a leash law. The state doesn't have one. So where is that going to fall?
That I can't answer for you right now. That's going to be...
Fine, don't sign it.
Okay. I will bring that back to the Office of Animal Welfare to discuss with them, and I can get an answer for you on that.
Because all they had was they had to have them under control, and there was always a gray area of what does under control mean. If I tell him to come back, he comes back. But that one time, he doesn't. So that, like I said, that was a big battle with the state until they finally acknowledged it, and then Newcastle County put one in place.
So if you wouldn't mind putting that in the email so I have the history, I can discuss that with the Office of Animal Welfare and see where we stand on that.
And can you help clarify for me the funding for this now? Is all the funding from the three counties?
Yes.
Is the state putting any money in, or just employees for us to pay?
That's a good question. I know that each of the counties will be paying what they pay now, what they've contracted most recently for animal control to the state, as will the city of Wilmington. There is also in the budget bill language that states that cost structure will be revisited and made more equitable throughout the three counties and the city of Wilmington. So there may be changes in the next fiscal year as to how much it will cost. However, I will also check with the Office of Human Welfare to see if the state itself is actually contributing to the service independently of what the counties and the city pay.
And don't get me wrong, I realize we were up against it. But quite honestly, you know, we got a bad deal if we're going to pay the same amount we paid before. The only difference is the state has created another level of bureaucracy for the people to go through in order to get things done. We have no control over the rule. We don't know if they're going to enforce the county guidelines that we put in place that are separate from the state. And they control any rule changes and any escalation of costs. And we have no say-so over that. The proverbial fat to the fire is where we've gone with this. So, Senator Blevins, thank you for your commitment to taking over dog control.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick, Councilman Weiner, Councilman Tackett, and Councilman Powers.
Thank you. As you can see by the list of people wanting to ask questions, this is an issue that we always have a lot of interest in.
I will do my best.
I know you will. Okay, so my understanding is that this first year we pay what we were previously paying, what our last contract said we were going to pay. We give that money to the state.
Correct.
But after the first year, then there will be a reevaluation and negotiation as to what we are going to pay. Revenue. We always had, while we had the enforcement, we also had the licenses. So if we were paying $1 million and we were bringing in $300,000 from the licenses, then our net cost was really $700,000. So are we keeping the licensing, or are they taking the licensing too? And considering that if they're taking it, there is a revenue stream from those licenses, does that somehow get deducted from our cost? You know, our hit him.
Can you say general fund? Yeah.
So, is there any way to negotiate that gets deducted from our cost per license within each individual county?
Well, the CAO did just mention that to me. I don't want to misspeak because I'm not 100% clear on that. I will certainly be happy to check with the director of the Office of Animal Welfare. My understanding is when I handled animal control for the county before, part, as you said, the offset for the counties taking over animal control in 2010 was that they would receive all the licensing from dog licensing and kennel licensing. I don't want to assume that the state is taking it, although I don't think that would be far afield. So I will actually inquire into that for you and return and get back to council and the administration with that answer.
Okay, and certainly, you know, if they're taking it or not taking it, that is nothing that we are most likely going to be able to renegotiate. But I think that we need to at least know before we venture into this whether there's any room for negotiation for at least having the revenue deducted from our gross bill.
Well, I just want to clarify for council that this is simply a memorandum of understanding. The general legislature has acted in June 2015, stating that the state takes it over and the county will pay, and each county in the city of Wilmington will pay. So our flexibility, I believe, is a bit limited, but I will check into that because that's a reasonable question and a reasonable situation.
And I think we all understand that, but I just don't remember having a discussion or seeing anything in print about the revenue.
No, sorry, so we don't understand. We won't pay. We don't understand.
Right, I believe that the main concern has been enforcement, and there has been some dissatisfaction in enforcement and service over the past years that it's been put upon the county. So I think that has been everyone's main focus. But now that it's moved back to the state, revenue certainly becomes more important on the
Thank you.
Councilman Weiner.
Thank you. There have been excellent questions already posed, so a lot of the questions that I was interested in, it appears that you'll be addressing them with us. So just to reiterate, it's an unfunded mandate. The amount of service that we get is up in the air. We have no say over how our dollars are spent. And when our constituents are unhappy, we'll be able to say we have no authority. Go complain to the state, and that'll be our position. My tongue's in my cheek, but not too firmly.
Well, I certainly wouldn't want to anticipate that the state wouldn't be a, you know, responsive or excellent service provider, as I would hope they would be. Mm-hmm. To try to address some of the things you said, could you repeat some of the
Well, it's an unfunded
statements
mandate.
Well, meaning no disrespect, I know that that has been floated around before, but it's actually an underfunded mandate when it was to the county because
Touché.
The licensing was meant as a revenue stream. Also,
yes.
Under the Newcastle County Code, fines went that were collected at JP Court or through ticketing went to Newcastle County. Cruelty fines, when those cases are adjudicated, go to the state. I believe those will go to the Office of Animal Welfare. And I think the opportunity that the legislature gave the counties and the city of Wilmington to, in negotiating price going forward, the price structure, because the main rub for price structure is how much you pay per your population. Frankly, the assertion from the other counties in the meetings I have been in is that Newcastle County was underpaying while Kent and Wilmington were overpaying and Sussex was, I think, kind of in the middle. So that'll certainly give each county the opportunity to investigate those other avenues and get a more solid answer on where the streams come and how that affects the actual price we'll pay.
So one could read underpaying to mean that we should be paying more to the state for whatever amount of services they feel that we deserve at whatever amount they feel they need to charge us.
Well, I would not want to make that assertion.
I wouldn't
know.
Want you to.
And I would also say, in my experience, I found the Office of Animal Welfare to be very very open to negotiation and wanted a consensus building, wanting to work with the counties and truly serve the public. They did indicate to me there'll be communications coming out in the next couple weeks, giving everyone and all the citizens of the state the correct numbers to call, direct lines, discussing the transition so that all our constituents should be informed as much as possible. And I'll also provide that through them to the administration and also to council.
If a dog now were found to be have an expired license, what entity would be responsible during December of 2015 for providing that dog license?
DMV.
No, actually, that would be us until December 31st, I believe.
That would be us.
Yes, and like I said, first state did the chief enforcement officer. Let me make that clear. She's been very cooperative. We had some incidents or some questions on an incident that Councilman Smiley and I believe Councilman Ratta had, and they've been quite cooperative. But they assured me that they will be fulfilling their contract through midnight till December 31st.
And last question. And that is that right now, it's always a moving target as to where you can go to get your dog licensed. There have been years when veterinarians provided it, pet shops provided it. It's always a moving target, but it always seems to be a harder target for the public to figure out.
And
including we had provided electronic service, whether the state will continue that? Do we know?
They've actually reached out previously, and now that I'm working back on animal control, I'll discuss that with them, and I can get back to you on that because I know constituents find that confusing. There have been problems where veterinarians did it for a while, but for some reason they found it inconvenient or unhelpful or problematic in some way. And we went with pet data, and there is some information from the Office of Animal Welfare how those things will be handled, and I'll provide that to you, but I'll get clarification.
And just for the record, pet data was a National Association of County advertised vendor that I came into contact with at a national conference. It's not perfect, but it's the only game in town.
Well, and we did derive revenue from them. I remember when the former chief purchasing agent, Andrew Smith, was here, and we went through that contract renegotiation or renewal, that the county did realize revenues, significant revenues from that.
Thank you.
Councilman Tackett, Powers, and Smalley.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Waite, you know, you heard a lot of us bitching, but obviously you're not the correct one to be bitching to, you know, because here again, this is, you know, a mandate that's been thrust upon the county that we're trying to deal with that's taking not only our tax dollar monies, but your time and ours too. And there's maybe in this information that's going to be coming out, I mean, they are publishing a newsletter. Eddie Brown is sweetheart, she does a great job. I did send everybody on council her newsletter and tell them how to get in Dave did it, if they would like to receive it or not. Perhaps a lot of the information will come out from that, but, you know, still at the end of the day, if we have to pay for it, we have the right to have our questions answered and, you know, what's going on. If they want to pay for it, then we don't have any right. So, and I hope they do want to pay for it. So, but, you know, there's things, and maybe this will come out, you know. Is it going to be 24/7? They mentioned something about an office in Newcastle County. Well, where is that going to be? Satellite in Kent, Sussex? I mean, there's a lot of stuff that really has to come into play before it hits this January 1st, or let's say 2nd, you know, and what's it going to mean to our constituents and the service they're receiving? Because, two times we've ever packed that council chambers out downstairs. Once was about boats and RVs, and one was about pit bulls. So,
and both of those council members
that's
got
stuck. That's passionate issues when you talk, you know, our voting constituents. So, I mean, there's a lot that still needs to be answered. And I don't know, you know, I mean, the office is there. It's got the employees. They are state employees. It's through the state. But I'm guessing that what we factor into the dog control as we move forward are actually going to factor into funding the office. We'll have to wait to see.
Well, and I think, you know, my experience with Hetty and also the chief enforcement officer for the state now is Mark Tobin, who was a retired Newcastle County police mm-hmm. officer, canine officer. They've been very receptive, and in my experience with Hetty, she wants everyone's input so that everyone is served well and all the constituents, and particularly the animals, are all taken care of and no one is either unhappy, unsatisfied, or jeopardized. So all these, I'm happy to bring these forward because these are legitimate questions. Right now they've got to figure that out to be ready to go because it is their responsibility and no longer the county's responsibility as of January 1st. But you're right, tied to the payments that we make, there should be input that affects our county individually. But I would be very surprised if anyone there was resistant to that. I haven't had that experience at all.
No, that's been mine too. You know, I've met with Hetty several times. I email her frequently. You know, they're very, very cordial, very responsive, and very receptive. You know, but at the end of the day, we have to pay the bill. So
true.
Whenever it comes up to, and they literally should be here, or they should be here at a given time, really, to answer a lot of these questions once this gets rolling out to help us better educate and inform our constituents.
The only thing I can say about Hetty is she's giving a presentation to Sussex County Council. They got her first, so. But I did tell her I would come here to inform council, make sure everybody was aware of what's going on, and I will definitely forward all your questions and concerns to her. And please feel free to email me with anything that you may come up with, or if you want to further elaborate on your questions, and I'll work with her and Officer Tobin to make sure that all your concerns are addressed.
Councilman Powers?
Yeah, a couple things. First thing, Sussex County's in the morning, but and the state's not that big. But this is going to end up costing us more because we had a presentation, if you remember, on cats, how much more it was going to cost us. And they will include stray dogs, livestock, injured, ill, and endangered stray cats. So that's the first thing. The other thing is, where is Chester County SPCA? Because they are the chosen provider for kenneling the dogs. They say they're going to have three. They're going to have satellite permanent facilities located in Newcastle, Kent, and in all three counties. But where are they going to be in Newcastle?
That I can't answer for you at the moment.
I mean, who's going to get the calls or us? But I'm going to tell you right now, that $1 million is not going to stay there. It's going to go a lot higher because we had a presentation, and in the past it was just dogs. There's no livestock. There were no cats. Cats were going to cost us a bunch of money. I was down there when they bought all the, as the legislative hall, when they bought all the trucks for these people. They've spent some money on it. I know some of these. One of them, my ex-girlfriend and my son.
Well, one thing I will say, based on the current state code as it's laid out for the counties, is the counties are responsible for enforcement and not sheltering. So
the counties
are responsible for animal control enforcement, not animal sheltering on a long-term basis, and that's how it's gone at this point.
So will it be set up the same way?
Well, what I can say to that is the state employees are enforcement officers. The sheltering contract for the Office of Animal Welfare was awarded to Chester County SPCA.
But Okay, in the past, they would put them 2 days on Pleasant Valley Road, and then they'd send them down to Kent County. Now, where is it in Chester County?
Well,
I mean, because you understand from the other end of my, you might as well put it in Kent County because it's closer than Chester County from my district.
Well, as much as I know as much as you do as to Chester County having satellite offices, Chester County SPCA providing satellite offices in each of the counties, but I will get more clarification on that.
If it's going to be set up the same, the long-term stuff is going to be, they're going to be 2 days here and then they're going to ship them up to Chester County.
Well, and I think there is... Now, Councilman Smiley, I heard that. But, well, I'll find, Councilman Powers, I'll find out more details from OAW about that. I'm not, Hetty and I haven't discussed that yet, but I will be sure to get that information for you so you have a better understanding of where those locations will be should you get constituent calls and inquiries about that.
I just want to say, I mean, when the state had it last time, they were contracting with Kent County SPCA. Now they've started their own, as a couple have said, a bureaucracy that is going to probably be there forever because once you give it, you can never take it. You got to get to the retirement.
Councilman Smiley?
Is this essentially a no-kill program now?
Chester County SPCA? I don't think the state Office of Animal Welfare has actually made a statement as it's to its philosophy on reduced euthanasia, no kill, open admission. My understanding about Chester County SPCA, and I will confirm with Hetty, is that it is an open admission shelter with a no kill philosophy that has been successful. But don't hold me to that 100%. That's my recollection, but I will confirm that with her. I don't know that it will have an effect on the services that our constituents will receive from the state.
No, that's an escalation in cost too that we didn't have. I mean, it's
a big problem.
And if it is, they ought to exempt cats from that anyway.
Well,
from the no-kill part.
Well, the cats are still precarious in the state of Delaware. They're not classified as pets yet, but I would...
Well, they did. They classified them as domestic, didn't they, when the one got burnt?
As far as dangerous dog.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I don't think they've actually... I don't believe there's any been legislation that states specifically what cats are classified as in the state. There's also some language in the state code under Health and Human Services that gives that would appear to be, well, let me say it this way, a little bit hedging here, that could easily be interpreted to give cat colony caretakers some rights. So we'll see what happens going forward, but that's going to be the Office of Animal Welfare.
I already know about that.
That's why
mess. The only other thing I want to clarify on the record, when you raised the issue of some dissatisfaction since the county.
I need to back you too.
I want to be very clear, at least for me in the 7th Council District, the level of dissatisfaction as far as response to calls and service when those calls were covered was much greater when the state had it than when the county had it.
Okay.
They were happier with the service that they were getting when the county took it over. For one thing, I believe there was more people on the street and the hours of service were greater. So, that being said,
I'm not happy. Are you done, Councilman Smalley?
But
are you going
to? I just want to know if I can walk out of here and kick a cat and get away.
Poor choice of words here.
On the record.
That would be cruelty.
But what's the fine?
That I don't know. That's a state.
Can I get a grant?
I'm only a special AG. I'm not a...
Chief of Staff wants to add something to this question or comment.
Regarding the number of questions, knowing that you're going on break immediately, we could try to schedule and have a meeting with the Office of Animal Welfare prior to Christmas if Council thinks it would be beneficial to address your concerns and questions. It's just an offer. If not, then we'll get it on the agenda at the first meeting that we can in January.
Don't everybody jump at once. Councilman Smiley.
Let me cover this one. I would appreciate it, but I think it would be a waste of time to quote that once infamous council member, the state's going to be the will of the state. They're going to take our money, spend it, set the rules, and do as they please.
Well, the general legislature has acted on this, so it's a done deal.
The offer's out there. Just anybody would like it.
Councilman Taggart?
I'll look for the quorum.
Christmas Eve. Like, that might be a little recent, but as Marlene mentioned, apparently they're going to be releasing some information soon, and that very likely could answer a lot of the questions. So a meeting prior to that, I don't think would have a lot of value. So just me.
Councilman Weiner, Councilman Powers.
Let's go to their office.
There's a comedy between the state and the local government in terms of enforcement authority on each other's jurisdictional ordinances. I know that applies to law enforcement officers. I don't know if it would apply in the realm of animals. But may I ask you to take a look at that, such that if Newcastle County has a leash law and the other counties don't, the state would be enforcing that particular county code, which is important to those of us who voted in favor of it.
I will be sure to ask them that. And we did, Hetty and I, when we last talked, we did briefly touch upon the issue of Newcastle County code in addition to the state code, but I don't want to misspeak or say anything that would be improper before I've had a chance to discuss your questions and concerns with her.
Thank you.
Councilman Powers?
Yeah, just with some of this information, they must already know it. I mean, Chester County SPCA, somebody contracted with that. A lot of this stuff, you know, has been done since June. Or before, this department started over a year ago. Hattie was put in there. She used to be with HSUS. She was the lobbyist for them until about a year ago.
Councilman Bell?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I look forward to being able to interact, you know, with the new service, because I think one of the things that we need to remember is how some of our constituents were treated and served by the former service. You know, animals were impounded. Folks went to get their animal, couldn't get their animal. And I think, without a doubt, that some of it was purposely done. Got into these confrontations where you had seniors that were having to go to court to fight to get their animal back, and in the meantime, they were charging that senior. And we had bills that were going up where people couldn't even afford to go get their animal once everything was cleared up. So I think from a constituent service, from the customer, I would hope that this is going to be different than what we've had in the past, because quite frankly, I think the leadership of what we had before, there was only one act in town, and I think overzealous would probably be an understatement when that gentleman came in here and presented before this council, and you know, his arrogance and everything else, but that arrogance carried out into the county to our constituents. So I wasn't very appreciative of that, and I hope this will improve.
Thank you, Councilman. Councilman Sheldon.
Yes, Mr. Hollins. Question is the city of Wilmington is backed out of the payments. They have their own. Is that correct? So we're actually paying for everybody else in Newcastle County. It's in the municipality. So where is the, you know, there's a not a favoritism here. I mean, if I was Wilmington, I'd be upset, because we ask Newark to pay the same amount percentage-wise as the city of Wilmington, and we're actually paying for it. Do we have the means to go to the municipalities on the incorporated areas and say, you're going to have to pay some to us, and goes to the state?
Well, I am fortunate Dave Del Grande is sitting right behind you to maybe answer that a little bit better than I can, because the one issue, I talked with one of the lieutenants at Newark PD, because there's always been a question about Newark, because they actually employ an animal control officer. And there's question of whether they have paid us, because I believe, and Dave will graciously, I hope, clarify this, through how the taxes they paid to us, we take a percentage, I believe, for some
local
services
service
we provide. So I'll defer to Dave for a few moments.
Yeah, Dave Del Grande, Finance Office. Dog control is part of local service function. So the city of Wilmington does not pay for dog control for the county, whereas Newark does. So you see the rate, tax rate difference.
There is the difference, I thought the minister said. I didn't see that.
Yeah, so all the incorporated municipalities pay into that, with the exception of the city.
Mm-hmm.
I can go back and double check more.
I need to raise it because now they got to pay for cats.
Councilwoman Kilpatrick?
Is it on a percentage basis? I mean, as Marlene was talking about, if they're going back and readjusting the rates because we underpaid and somebody else overpaid, I presume that they're going to do it on some sort of percentage basis, head basis, or?
Per capita, yeah.
Okay, so are we charging these towns the same?
Yes, ours is per
capita?
Yes, we charge based on assessment value. So it's prorated based upon the total assessment for each incorporated area to the total.
Okay.
So they pay.
So if our bill goes up, their bill goes up.
Right. And the incorporated, just to say on the incorporated versus the unincorporated, 99.2, 99.4% of our taxes come from the unincorporated. We're only talking about a small piece of the pie here.
Okay, I don't want it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Cartier.
I guess my question will just basically be from the constituent standpoint, given the new arrangement with the state government, who's going to be the frontline employees in charge of enforcing, against dangerous animals or strays or?
That's going to be under Officer Tobin. He's the chief enforcement officer. The enforcement officers that go out and collect the strays, answer the calls, enforce the dangerous dog laws, those are going to be state enforcement officers. And that actually,
it's going to be a state agency?
Yes. They are actually state employees provided for in the budget bill, and that actually ties back into Councilman Bell's comments, which I wanted to address. That Officer Tobin with Lieutenant Colonel Jameson, they were the officers assigned to monitoring the contract previously. They did some inspections. Officer Tobin is very familiar with the issues that have occurred as when he was here as a police officer, as well as now that he's the chief enforcement officer. I can give you two examples. I'll just say there are two examples. I don't have the details where our police had called our current vendor, which this has already been addressed and we don't need to go into other than as an example now, where the vendor did not respond in a timely manner to our police officers needing assistance. They called Officer Tobin's office, and even though the state is not obligated until January 1st, the state enforcement officers were sent out and assisted our PD, and even one on Sunday overtime. So I can speak one aspect for Officer Tobin is that he was very concerned that all the enforcement officers be adequately trained, COPT trained, those types of things, uniformly, so that all the constituents get professional, well-trained officers.
So it's going to be the State Office of Animal Welfare, is that? They'll be the frontline enforcement people on the ground.
Yes, and the shelter contracting will be with Chester County SPCA, so.
Any further questions from members of council? I'm sorry?
Mr. Allen, Dave Delgrani, Finance Office. Michelle, just to correct myself, you are correct, sir. Newark and Wilmington do not pay for dog control in your taxes.
Where are we?
But Newark is aware of that, and we'll be discussing that with them because they realize they're, at the very least, they'll be paying now.
Taxes are going up.
Should have took that power plant.
Any additional questions from members of council? Seeing none, any comment or question from members of the public? Seeing none? Anything on the other? Councilwoman Diller?
Yes. We don't have this on the agenda, just mentioning it. I have requested that President Bullock put it on the next executive agenda, but we do have an opportunity with a number of excellent news journal reporters out there to hire someone who would be able to do some press and public relations work for council. Just putting it out there.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Any additional comments on the other? Councilman Street.
Can we get the lights fixed? you start behaving yourself, they'll come back on. That was a message for you.
And one other, we will issue flashlights for the next meeting. Councilman Street.
One other thing. I did notice, and I'm appreciative of the fact that finally that they did a major cleanup of the Holocaust statue outside, and I hope somebody will let the Stadium Corporation know that they need to do a major cleanup of the Judy Johnson statue, because that's just ridiculous.
Thank you, Councilman Street. Any other comments? Seeing none, is there a motion?
Motion to adjourn.
Thank you very much.